All right, guys, this video, we've seen this video. It's gone viral. It's really shocking to see. It's in Dallas. It's a bartender who beat this woman for blocking him in a parking lot. Now, Dallas police say it started with an exchange of words between a man. His name is Austin Sheffield. He's 30 years old. And the woman is a 24-year-old woman. Her car was reportedly blocking the exit behind a barbershop and bar where this man, Austin Sheffield, works. And he works as a bartender serving drinks. The Dallas Morning News reported the victim told police she had stopped her car after she realized she was driving the wrong way down a street. In the video, which I said has gone viral, Sheffield can be seen confronting her with a gun in his hand. When the victim pulled out her phone to call 911, the man slapped the phone out of her hand and then she hit him. Now, he had a gun in his hand. Remember that. She hit him. At this point, Sheffield, I mean, he started beating this woman like she was a man, for real. You got to check out this video. He delivered as many as 5 violent punches and uppercuts to the woman. While witnesses recorded the video, just everybody was like gasping, just in disbelief. They could not believe it. They were saying it's horrific what happened in the video. This is according to the owner of the barbershop bar. He said it was shocking to see such violent behavior from what he called a very good employee. So this is when a very good employee goes bad.
So why don't people help this woman? They're recording this on video. And this
How you recording ain't doing
well,
that.
Now, listen, man. Guys, hold on.
Yes. Yeah, because you saw it.
Here's a man
who
has
he had a gun.
Gun.
He did have a gun.
Yeah, he did have a gun.
Here's a man who has a gun out. It's in his hand. It's visible. You can see the gun. It's not smart to run over there.
No.
Because he hitting her.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt if you a man, you wrong. I can't imagine him hitting you. Because, see, most men who are physically abusive to women don't fight men.
Other men. You're right, Steve.
No, that's what I've found to be the case from people I know who have been abusive to women. This is horrible. These are charges that have to be placed. First of all, when you have a gun out in your hand, that's not a concealed weapon. You got it out. Even if you got a license to carry does not allow you to pull it out, draw it.
And that
on
is
a
the
person.
Problem. That's the problem right
so
there with those.
So it doesn't matter out. What. But now, and I've heard a lot of people say she shouldn't have hit him. Well, she shouldn't have hit him because of the gun. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how mad she was. But he did the first physically offensive thing.
Yeah, he did.
He hit her first.
Yeah. Knocked the phone out of hand.
When he slapped the phone out your hand, don't nobody just hit your phone.
Right.
And your hand is in it. So he, in essence, slapped his woman hard enough to knock her phone out the hand because she was trying to call the police. Then he hit her. Now, she enraged and she swung and she hit. Now, I would hope that I could talk to my daughters to get them to get away from this situation as quickly as you can with this man with this gun. Because this could have been worse. But it could not have gone. The best thing was somebody recorded. Yeah. This butthole, this half a man, this disgrace to a male species, hits this woman like this. I mean, just throwing punches at this girl.
Like she was a man.
He need to go to jail.
Well,
has he been picked up yet?
Bail.
Well, he's been charged with assault, okay, and he has been fired by the barbershop bar, and we don't know the condition of the victim. We don't know her condition. Yeah. So
is
that's what's happened
jail?
So far.
No.
I don't know.
Well, they know his name and everything, so.
It's just a matter of time, probably.
They watch the news, too.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just a matter of time.
But let me tell you something. When he get to jail, boy, oh boy, oh boy. And I hope that the judge brings him forward, throw the book at him and set that bail nice and high where he's going to take him at least 72 hours to get this money. Because there's some people in there, man, got something for him.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah.
See, jails is different from prisons. It's actually blacks and whites that get along in jail. It's not as racially segregated as prison. You know, if you watch 90 Days In, 60 Days In, you see people, you know, it's still gangs and it is not in a good place, but it's not as segregated as prison. Soon as you get in prison, you got to get, if you're a northern Mexican, you got to get with the northern Mexicans. If you're southern, you go to California, your blacks got to go over there. Northern and southern Mexicans, they're another group, and the whites in another group. And if you Asian Indian, y'all got to pile up and get something going.
Yeah.
And immediately.
Yeah. And Steve, mentioned race. Just in case you were wondering, the man was white, the woman was black in this instance.
They've had protesting going on in Dallas and everything.
He going to get his ASS toe off in any one of them jails.
Best thing he could do is stop by that barbershop and get that hair cut off. Don't go in there looking like what you did on that damn video. Don't do that. Just get you something done.
Well, he has been charged in assault. Yeah, that video is so disturbing to watch. It really, really is. Yeah,
it is.
But
he was just teeing off on her.
Yeah,
I mean, man, you hit the woman one time. She hit you once.
Yeah.
You hit the woman once. First of all, I'm just not a proponent.
He's a coward.
I got to ask you something.
He really is.
I got to ask you something because, you know, we were saying, of course, he had a gun and she shouldn't have hit him. But a lot of times when someone hits you, it's kind of a natural reaction for you to hit them back. You know what I mean? Yeah, she may not have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she just probably just instinctively hit him back. But
she definitely did that.
Yeah.
She definitely instinctively hit him mm-hmm. back. Yeah. But I want women to be careful out here.
Can't do it.
Because there are men who were not raised with the thought of you don't hit a woman.
Said that on this show a lot.
And please be careful, women. Because these men out here, man, they raised different.
Yeah.
They not real men out here, man. It's some dudes out here that don't live, don't got no code of respect for women, that you don't hit a woman.
Yeah.
You know how many times a woman has hit me? I've probably been hit by 5 women in my life.
Yeah,
I have never hit a woman back. Gwen Harris beat my ass.
Gwen Harris
snatched me off a bike and beat my Gwen.
A bike? How old were you?
Yeah, about 12.
Oh,
Gwen was 15. So wore my ass out.
Gwen was pretty big then.
Now let me tell you something. Gwen wore my ass out.
All right, we gotta go, Steve. We still gotta talk about the NCAA and Cam Newton says he's giving up sex to make himself a better quarterback. We'll be back right after this.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.